The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Unlocking the Magic.
Today, Connie is so excited.
I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, I said it for you.
Thank you. All right. Everyone knows how excited I always am, so.
Go ahead, say it.
I'm excited.
Excellent.
We are going to talk about some updates, some happenings that's going on right now in Walt Disney World, and a few things about what actually we're planning to do here, because I guess Bruce is saying something about a live show. I don't know. I guess I have to start thinking about putting some makeup on during shows.
Well, here's the thing. We want to do two shows. We had a lot of emails. We want to interact with the audience. So maybe this will be a Friday where we do a podcast once in a while. If we have an interview, it'll be like kind of like a free form Friday.
Free form. Say that six times.
No. I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, so that's what I want to do with these episodes. So if we're going to interview someone or if we have a listener email show, we'll do it on Fridays. And then the beginning of the week will be more of a topic that we cover.
That's a cool idea.
So go like our Facebook page, facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. And we'll put our updates there or on Twitter, because if we go live on Facebook, maybe we'll do a Facebook Live on Fridays. You can come ask us questions live, hang out with us, and we'll go over like news and updates for those days on the Fridays on Facebook. But if we have an interview, maybe we'll do it on a podcast episode. So we'll keep you updated over on the Facebook page. So if you're listening to this on the radio, on the podcast, go like our Facebook page.
And please share the page too, if you can. Just tell all your friends how incredibly awesome we are.
That's kind of weird.
No, I know. See what happens? I get so goofy.
That was kind of pushy.
Yeah, it was kind of pushy. I realized afterwards. I'm sorry.
You're going to like tune
us out
now.
Slow it down. Yeah.
All right. So for this episode, let's go over some updates in the parks. And the one thing that we're excited about that's Disney related, but not Walt Disney World related, is the new Star Wars episode has just finished filming, which is pretty cool to me.
You said we. You were talking for me this time.
I was.
I love it.
What did you like the last Star Wars film?
Are you kidding me? Yes. I mean, what's there not to love about it?
Every time I go somewhere, I always wear Star Wars shirts. If you watch the live show, if we do it, I'll have some on. And everybody always asks me, did you like the Star Wars movie? And I'm always in my head thinking, like, did they not?
Right. Like, what,
am I weird?
Am I missing something?
Right.
Did I, you know, and we've only seen it, what, like 15 times?
17 times at least, yeah.
So, and every
Because the second three that came out, which were the prequels, I didn't like.
That's true. Well, yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm a big Star Wars nerd, and I love everything. I even liked the prequels. I mean, were they as incredible as, you know, I guess they had a lot of, you know, they had to live up to the hype, which is hard to do, you know? But I wouldn't say I didn't like them, per se, but I love the new one. I think there are some things that I could see maybe a few people not liking certain things. But again, it's hard to live up to the hype sometimes. You know, you get to, especially if you're really nostalgic like I am.
Expectations.
Know. Low expectations. I think I went into it with low expectations though. But I really, and I will say that this is one of the films that you had to see in the theater. Obviously, if you couldn't and didn't get a chance to, I mean, it's still a great movie, but
yeah, the pirated version at your house isn't as good.
Isn't as good. In the theater was really incredible. Just being in the theater and visually, it was pretty awesome.
I mean, there's this new theaters where we live too. I'm not sure if where you guys are located, if they have these, but they have these reclining chairs now.
Okay, I don't know if this is a new thing, but it feels like a very much new thing here in Boston. And yeah.
Well, it's new because it was in one theater. Now it's in many. And we don't go to the movies that often.
Yeah, we've started to more often lately.
Right.
Well, I think because of the reclining seats.
Like, we watch movies often, but we don't go to the movies often.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Reclining sofa chair, leather sofa chair, my popcorn soda, and Star Wars. I can't think of anything better.
So, I'm excited to see this new movie that's coming out.
Yeah. I'm excited, too. It's sort of our family tradition. I don't know. Maybe I want to throw that out there for anybody that has young kids. But we've never really been in, been too crazy about New Year's Eve because we've always had really small kids. Finding a babysitter was not something that we ever really want to do. And let's be honest, we pretty much can't make it past 11 most nights.
Right.
So as the kids have gotten slightly older, you know, they've been asking to do stuff on New Year's Eve, but you know, of course they're still young. So we've sort of made it a tradition of ours to go to the theater every New Year's Eve, see a 9 o'clock show. By the time the show's out, we're home, we can see the ball drop, and then everyone heads to bed. So we actually planned on seeing Star Wars on New Year's Eve, which I think that even made it more incredible. So
it
this
was,
is
yeah.
kind of this. Well, this the, this next installment's coming out right around then too. So,
well, the Rogue one,
yes. Yeah. But so that would be fun, something fun for anyone out there that wants to make their this part of a family tradition. I don't know.
Rogue One: A Star Wars Story is what it's called.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait for it to come out. I always feel like when you see the last movie in a sequel, like when we saw Captain America number one. You're always waiting for, you can't wait for the next one to come out, and it feels like it's coming out so far in the future, and then all of a sudden, it's there.
Yeah, I will say Captain America is the one movie that has never, ever disappointed me with their, you know, sequels. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, The Avengers was okay. Age of Ultron wasn't the greatest one in the world. It wasn't my favorite.
No, everyone really loved it. I like Bruce, it wasn't my favorite. I wasn't disappointed per se, but I wasn't as in love with it as the other Avenger movies. But every time, and I go into it, and I'm always super excited to see Captain America, and I always have to talk to myself beforehand because I say I don't want to psych myself up too much because I don't want to be disappointed, but I just can't help it. I'd never ever go into it with low expectations. That said, I have never been disappointed with Captain America. It rocks, so.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Anyway, I just have to throw this sentence in. I don't know why.
All right, so next piece of news. Disney Early Morning Magic at Disney's Hollywood Studios. What do you think about that? So let me go into what that is a little bit.
Please, enlighten us.
I'm going to read from the Disney World blog here.
Okay.
It says, make your morning more magical with early park admission in this limited entry first access experience. Oh, that's more than four sentences. I'm over it.
All right, let's move on.
With the purchase of a Disney Hollywood Studios regular admission, early morning reservation will cost you $69 per adult and $59 per child on top of your regular admission. Now, what do you get for that? You get Star Tours Adventures, Toy Story Mania, Buzz and Woody for some rootin' tootin' infinity and beyond fun, and share hugs and poses with photos with Mickey, Minnie, and Olaf. So I guess you get early access to those attractions. And you get, see, this is what confuses me. It says, all you care to enjoy buffet at ABC Commissary. Features tempting family favorites like assorted chilled fruit, a variety of baked pastries, scrambled eggs, spinach and mushroom frittata, bacon and sausage, cheesy potatoes, French toast, blah, blah, blah. What the heck does all you care to enjoy really mean? Like, that always confuses me.
What do you mean?
Like, all you can eat, right?
Yeah.
Is it all you can eat?
It's all you can eat, man.
Why does it say all you care to enjoy? Why don't they say all you can eat?
Because maybe they don't want to make... They want to make it clear that, you know, you shouldn't try to stuff your pockets with
stuff. I see all you, and then I get so excited that then it says care to enjoy it. I'm like, what? I'm confused. Like, what does that mean?
It means the same thing, Bruce.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was a little bit confused about that before I went to the Liberty Tavern way back in the day. I was like, all you can care to enjoy. What does that mean?
I'm so confused.
Yeah. Can I eat a lot or does it, like, I don't know what that means.
I think it's kind of interesting that with so much happening in Hollywood Studios right now that they're even offering sort of a additional admission.
So you have early magic hours, right? This doesn't affect early magic hours.
No, I know. I will say that I get this question asked. People ask me all the time about like certain events too. So that kind of I'm kind of cross relating the two, but I just feel that it's kind of expensive. granted, we haven't experienced it yet. And once we do, maybe we can report back on how we enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it. But I feel like it's so expensive to get in as is. I think that the main key and the main goal of our podcast is to get people to kind of slow down. And I think once you do slow down, you end up seeing and doing a lot more. And you don't actually have to pay for it necessarily. Does that make sense?
Very little.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
You know, and I feel like it's kind of interesting that, you know, people are already concerned with it being kind of less things to do at Hollywood Studios now. Now that they're coming out with this like early morning thing, it's kind of interesting that, you know, maybe they're trying to.
See, I would be interested in like late night magic. Take it easy. I would be like, stay till have a midnight snack and go on the rides at night. You know, I'm not so much to get there. Like it says here, it says it opens at 7:40. Like the entrance will begin at 7:45. So from 8 to 10 a.m., breakfast will be served at the ABC Commissary. And then those attractions that I mentioned earlier will be open. And you get a separate wristband for early morning magic. So you get to go on those attractions.
I guess it's cool. I mean, if you have really little kids, you know, 5, 6 years old that are up at 6 a.m. in the morning anyway, they can't sleep because they're so excited to get going. Then what else are you going to do? Wait around in your hotel room, go to the lobby and grab.
But it's not free. It costs an extra. It's going to cost you, if you have 2 or 3 kids, it's going to cost you an extra $250.
Don't do the math. Don't do the math.
It's going to cost you like, hold on, it was $69 for adults. So you have 2 kids, 2 adults carried. It's going to cost you like $30,000 extra.
Yeah, I'm not very big, again, on paying for anything additional on being in the park itself. Don't get me wrong. I will pay for things outside of the park. So if, you know, we want to go canoeing or we want to go to horseback riding.
Yeah, I would much rather spend the money doing that extra.
Yes, but I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan of, you know, even as much as everyone loves it, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but even, you know, the Christmas party, I can see why so many people love it. And I, you know, think it's great if you, you know, want to do that. But for us, I just find it just as exciting and fun to go and maybe even dress up as, you know, Christmas themed. And you kind of feel that magic as you're kind of in the park with the holiday outfits, and you can kind of take pictures and you can kind of appreciate the decor that they have in the parks. But I don't necessarily need the parade and the hot cocoa and stuff. So to me, like Bruce said, I'd rather pay for outside excursion stuff. You're already in the parks. Enjoy it. There's already so much to see and do there anyways. Like, I don't know if I would want to pay extra just to get there that early. But
plus, the like Star Tours generally doesn't have a huge line.
Right.
So to get in the park early, to get on that attraction, when you can just go through that throughout the day, and it's never usually one.
I feel like the more people slow down, the more they realize that they actually can see and do it all. Like, it's weird. How does that happen? The more you rush, it's like the more you don't, I don't know. It's weird, right? At least for us anyways. Like, I feel like if we have this regimented plan and we have to run from attraction to attraction, it ends up being, it doesn't work.
I think what happens is when you do that, you don't really absorb what you're doing right at the moment. So you're just focused on, okay, we got done with this, we're going on to the next one. And then by the time you realize that, your day's over.
Yeah.
It's so regimented that you didn't really enjoy it as much throughout the day because it was so scheduled.
It was so scheduled.
You know, and then before you know, okay, my schedule's over, the day's over, rather than just kind of winging it and thinking about what you want to do next in the moment.
Yes. I definitely think important. You do need a plan, but not such a strong plan but when you're on a certain attraction, you're already thinking about the next one. I think that's what I mean.
Not only that, but if it's 95 degrees, I don't want to wait in some lines.
Yeah, you kind of change your tune a little.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go on a certain ride. That sounds great in my air-conditioned room.
Right. So, what else?
And I get hungry sometimes. Maybe, I don't know.
You never.
Maybe I want to eat, and I don't want to go wait in line.
They should start offering some snack shop options in the queues.
They
like
should,
a bakery.
They should. They should have, like, waiters and waitresses coming around to the lines.
Excuse me, sir. Warm cinnamon roll for you?
Well, you should use your app to order some food. Say, hey, can you get me something? I'm in the mine train line. It says 90 minutes, and I'm 30 minutes in.
Really?
And I'm not going to make it. I'm going to flip over this thing right here.
I'm not going to make it. That is a brilliant idea. I foresee that in the near future, just so you know. It's not because Disney's listening right now.
That's what my backpack's for.
That's what your backpack full of snacks is for.
Yeah.
So funny.
Okay, so that was that. Also, Frozen Ever After opened at Epcot. Tons of live videos and people talking about that.
It looks amazing. I mean, it looks beautiful. It's quite difficult for me because, you know, I'm really nostalgic and I loved the older attraction. So definitely I can't wait to visit and sort of – maybe that's going to be even better because I'm already in my mind thinking I'm going to go into it with low expectations just because I loved the other attraction.
I'm not going over anywhere near there.
Oh, you're not.
No, there's going to be way too many people there for me for a while.
There is going to be a lot. And that's the thing with some of these. Like, people get so excited, and it's great if you're happening to be there during your vacation. But it's just such a long wait sometimes. And sometimes it's just the wait alone makes it difficult to enjoy the actual experience once you're on the attraction. But I'm curious to know if any of our listeners have been down there recently and have experienced the attraction. I really would love to hear their feedback. And whether or not if they loved it or, you know, liked it or whatever, if they remember it from before. But definitely from what I've seen in video so far, I mean, it really does look pretty beautiful.
I mean, it needed it. That area wasn't attracting the guests like Disney wanted them to.
Oh, well, it makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. And it's nice to see. I mean, that's the great thing about Disney is that they definitely do think of their guests first. And when something is starting to look tired and worn, they have to reinvent it. This was just a perfect fit. So it's curious to see if it will end up in Disneyland.
You think? You know,
I'm just curious if some kind of attraction like that would end up, because it's just been so popular. It's so immensely popular. Usually when they have a popular, you know, think of Cars Land over in Disneyland.
Right.
That definitely.
Well, I'm excited to see the new things that are opening up at Animal Kingdom. That's the one thing I'm super excited about.
I am too. I have to be honest. You know, I think because we sort of skipped Animal Kingdom for so many years that I can't wait to see what else is going to be evolving over there, because I really love Animal Kingdom, and I'm so sad by the fact that we didn't give it a chance the first few times we were down at Disney. We just never really thought of it being as important as visiting, you know, the other parks, but I totally regret it now because it's just a beautiful, beautiful park and so many things to love. And now, especially with the late night and everything that's happening, it's coming full circle, which is going to be incredible. I just want to say I'm kind of emotional today. We received an email a few days ago. I'm actually not going to mention her name. It seems to be a personal email, but she recently suffered a loss in her family. I know I'm skipping right over this, Bruce, but I really wanted to mention it because I feel like people can hear in my tone. I'm usually way more excited, but this really hit home for me. I'll just kind of summarize. She recently had a loss in her family, and they were planning on visiting Disney, and she really just couldn't get herself to be motivated to go, which really hits home because I lost my father recently, Bruce's father-in-law, and same sort of scenario. We had this big trip coming up, and we were so excited as usual to go to Disney World, and it was really, I couldn't even think of Disney, you know. Hey, sorry, we actually had to stop the podcast. I got so emotional. But basically, you know, we lost, significant family member. Right. And it was really, really hard for us to just kind of continue on with life, let alone.
Well, like she said like she said in the email, was like, you know what, should we go? What's the best thing to do? And we have small children, so. You know, we decided that the best thing to do would be if he would have said, hey, what would you want us to do? He would want us to go.
Yeah.
And we're glad we did, because what happened?
We're so glad we did. And she's actually deciding to go. And I couldn't be more happy for you. It's definitely the way to honor your loved one. They want to see you happy wherever they are. I'm sure they're watching over you. And, you know, you must carry on and, you know, enjoy your life and honor them. That's all I have to say. So thank you so much. I haven't actually responded. It was a beautiful email. I just really hit home for me. So
thank you.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. All right. So I think we're going to wrap there. Like I said, we're going to do these Friday shows. We'll see if we're going to do it on the podcast, or maybe we'll do them on Facebook Live. We're not really too sure yet. We did say we're going to put two shows out, so we wanted to do some news and updates. Let us know what you would rather us do. Email us info@unlockingthemagic.com or head over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. You can leave us a note there, send us a message, or comment on one of the posts we have there, and we'll keep you updated there. If you
wait, what are we asking them to do?
I don't know.
Should I know about this?
No. We're asking them, like, I don't know.
You don't even know.
No, I did. You confused me there. Threw me off track there. No, we're asking them if they would rather us do maybe a Facebook Live or a second podcast episode.
I've gotten a few messages already, so thank you everybody who have given us their comments about I've got a lot of comments about live as well as a second show that they were excited about. So I'm
and a lot
excited.
Of comments about would you rathers. People seem to like that show.
Which other than the unlocking ones are my next favorites.
Would you rather Facebook Live or a second podcast?
Would you rather? I would say second podcast, so I don't actually have to worry about my face and makeup. But hey.
All right. So on that note, info@unlockingthemagic.com. Head over to our website, unlockingthemagic.com. There you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Shoot us an email, comment, whatever. Also, if you could, one last thing, give us a review on iTunes. That would really help us. We love seeing the reviews on iTunes. Helps us grow the show and gives us motivation to put out two podcast episodes a week. So I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Thank you so much, everybody.
See ya.